Right now, we bring to these microphones Dr. John Whitcomb. Dr. Whitcomb and Dr. Henry Morris, a number of years ago, wrote a book entitled The Genesis Flood. It is a classic, and I have a copy of the book being reprinted on its 50th anniversary. I wanted to bring John to these microphones for the purpose of talking about a report coming from a British museum. And there a man in the museum talking about Noah's Ark. It was round instead of long. The flood was local instead of worldwide. I thought if anybody could answer these questions, it would be Dr. John Whitcomb. John, what about the fact that indeed there is a prototype for Noah's Ark that was shaped in the round instead of long, as it seems to indicate there in the book of Genesis?
Yes, several different documents and tablets have been discovered, some all the way back to 2000 B.C., especially the Gilgamesh epic, which tell the story of the flood and the ark. But you see, there's an infinite difference between those tablets and those legends and what we read in the book of Genesis. The book of Genesis is detailed. It is credible. It is logical. And especially, it's infallible. What do you say? What do you mean? Well, the Lord Jesus Christ endorsed the Genesis flood's reality. He said, in those days which were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, they were marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark. And they did not understand till the flood came and took them away. This is confirmed in Hebrews 11:7. By faith, Noah built an ark. And I say, now, wait a minute. What kind of an ark was this? Well, when you go back to Genesis, you see the amazing details of the height, length, and breadth, which puts the Gilgamesh epic and other such epics, like the one that this British Museum archaeologist has talked about, in the realm of absurdity. No, the ark wasn't some round little thing. It wasn't some thing built in 7 days, like the Gilgamesh epic says. But there are some details in the Gilgamesh epic that are amazingly similar to the Genesis account, as we've discussed in our book, The Genesis Flood. And the similarity shows that all over the world, there were legends, reports, remembrances of that gigantic flood that changed the world forever. And Noah's Ark, by which means to each of every air-breathing animal in the world survived under the jurisdiction, of course, of Noah, his wife, 3 sons, and their wives, 8 people in that ark. The ark, according to Genesis, this is amazing, was 1,400,000 cubic feet, equivalent to 522 railroad stock cars. And I say, now, wait a minute. An ark that big, it was exactly big enough for God's intended purpose. Not too big, not too small, logical, credible, reasonable, exactly as it was. And I say, Lord, help me to see for sure that we don't have to apologize for the book of Genesis when somebody comes up with a tablet and says, oh, the ark was just a round thing or a small thing, because this British Museum archaeologist doesn't believe there was such a flood, maybe a local flood somewhere. Well, the flood of Noah's day wasn't some local flood, dear friends. We read in Genesis, of course, chapter 7, that all the high mountains of the world were covered for months, not just a few days, for months with water. And I say, Lord, help me to believe exactly what you meant by what you said in the book of Genesis, exactly as it really, really was in the days of Noah.
And in essence, we see many evidences today that indeed that flood did take place, i.e. probably the Grand Canyon would be one of the most obvious.
Right. 5,000 feet of superimposed horizontal layers like the pages of a book. Anyone who's been to the Grand Canyon can see this has formed catastrophically. We have evidence everywhere now around the world that the whole world was covered by a gigantic, stupendous catastrophe of water. And so more and more creation scientists around the world, especially with Ken Ham's group in Answers in Genesis and others like that, Institute for Creation Research in Texas, and other groups, are beginning to see the reality of what really happened several thousand years ago that changed the world forever.
Absolutely. Changed the world forever. And indeed, that account in God's Word, Genesis 6, 7, and 8, is absolute, beyond questioning by anybody, scientific or not. Well, John, we appreciate the fact that you have done so many years of laboring and research and writing this book with Dr. Morrison, but take a few moments and explain to us exactly what did take place and refute this British Museum archaeologist. It was very good to hear this and helps confirm what God's Word says to us. That's always great for our listeners. Thank you, Dr. John. Appreciate it so much.
If anyone's interested in our book, www.whitcombministries.org. You can find our book, The Genesis Flood. God be with you. Thank you so much, Jimmy.